This is You Know the Rules and So Do I, written by Mr. Flamingo and read by Flower Parish. This is a Stranger Things fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the pre-relationship Steve Harrington / Eddie Munson. "Why do you have tampons in your bathroom?" Eddie asks, toweling off his hair. "Wouldn't your mom just keep them in hers?" "They're Robin's." He can feel Eddie's eyes on the back of his neck and turns around from where he's hastily folding his clothes. He has another towel wrapped around his hips, and Steve's gaze drifts there before snapping back up to his face. "What?" he asks. "I thought you guys weren't together." Steve sighs. "Just because I have tampons for her when she stays over. It's just, why wouldn't they be in the guest bathroom?" "She stays in my room," he says, and then realizes how that sounds. "Okay, yeah, but we're not dating. That's never gonna happen." "So you're just hooking up?" Steve instinctively makes a face, and Eddie's eyebrows jut up. "No, I'm not her type, and even if I was, at this point that ball has left the court. I don't like her like that. She definitely doesn't like me like that. And the next time Henderson tries to convince someone we're soulmates, I'm going to wring his little neck." "I thought you said you were soulmates." "Yeah, but not like that." "Just enough that she sleeps in your bed and has tampons in your bathroom, apparently." Eddie bends over to wrap his hair in the towel, and Steve spends a long moment staring at the curve of his bare spine. "Hey, man," he says belatedly. "We got caught off guard one time. I'm not doing that again." Two loads of laundry, and Robin had cried in anger and embarrassment. Steve of 83 would have found it disgusting. Steve of now was a little grossed out, but also had been bled on in ways much worse than a period, so he just took her out to milkshakes and stocked up on enough supplies to last for a lifetime. After that, all bets were off when it came to the few boundaries they had left. Eddie grimaces in acknowledgement, grabbing the pair of sweatpants on the bed. Steve turns around before the towel drops, because years of locker room experience can't possibly prepare him for seeing Eddie Munson's naked ass. "So, no dreams of a white wedding and gaggles of grandchildren running around?" "I mean, we'll probably get married at some point," Steve says absently, fiddling with his bedspread to keep from turning around. He can have self-control. He's capable of not ogling his friends. It'll be safer that way. Shit, why did he say that? He might as well hang a neon sign that says queer over his head. "Easier," he corrects himself, knowing damn well it's useless. There's a thud and a groan, and Steve whirls around to see Eddie on the ground, halfway into his pants. "Are you okay?" "So you're not together, and you're not hooking up, but you'll get married," Eddie demands from the floor, wiggling into his sweats. "And what? Have a loveless, sexless marriage? Because it's easy." "Just because the love isn't romantic doesn't mean our marriage would be loveless," he protests, mind whirling with excuses he can't use. Why did he open his big mouth? Why couldn't he have just said anything else? "That's what you're focusing on." "I don't know what to tell you, man." He shrugs, trying to get his heartbeat under control. "We're already going to spend the rest of our lives together. Might as well get some legal benefits out of it." "Sure, sure," Eddie laughs, disbelieving. "Getting married for legal benefits and safety. Harrington, if I didn't know better, I'd say this sounds like..." "Sounds like what?" Steve cuts through what Eddie was about to say. He doesn't know what it is, but there's a bone-deep certainty that Eddie will end up on the truth if he keeps talking. "Are you coming to bed or not, man?" Eddie falls silent in the middle of standing up, dark eyes pinning Steve to the spot. He knows, Steve thinks, and tries not to picture what Robin would say if he got another concussion. He hasn't confirmed anything, and Eddie seems like a good guy, maybe even their kind of guy, but if he's wrong, then he'd better grab Robin fast and get the hell out of Dodge. Dustin might forgive him eventually, if he knew the reason why. The silence is getting unbearable. "Yeah, all right," Eddie finally shrugs. "Don't get your panties in a bunch. I want the left side." "You asshole," Steve hisses, pretending the relief in his chest isn't damn near killing him. "You know that's the side I sleep on." The end.